Well, finishing up with Jeremy Finch, the head wrestling coach of Mercer County back in 2012 and 2013. Eagles finished third in state in 2012, state runner-up in 2013. The legacy of the program, I was thinking about it, your kid that would have been 94 in the mm-hmm. two-class system, right? Got to the state team duel, all right? And I know what you've meant to wrestling in the area, and the tradition means much to you. But I see a lot of the kids on this program, they kind of understand the sport in terms of wanting to continue the legacy, whether it be your son or the likes of John Rickey, or talking wrestling with people, kids like Zach Nelson.
Yeah.
That's important to you, I know.
That's extremely important. The number of kids that I have had an opportunity to coach over the years that are they're giving back to the sport now. That's huge. You know, those are the kids that come back and they coach, or they come in the room and they wrestle and they work out, and that's what kind of propels your tradition or keeps it going. So I'm always excited. You know, there's so many kids that are coaching now that, you know, I actually had a chance to coach. You know, guys like, you know Clayton Rush, who's over at Albernette, mm-hmm. I get a chance to see him a couple times during the season. It's wonderful. You know, you talk about John Rickey. I know he's coaching at the junior high level. And you know, guys like Monty Smith, you know, he's a kid that wrestled for me. He's coaching out at the high school level. You know, my son Tristan, he's also volunteering at the high school. There's just a number of kids that, you know, I can say, hey, listen, in some way, I impacted their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and hopefully in a positive way. And now they're going to give that back in the sport of wrestling.
Well, and then I know it was prior to consolidation, but I know Coach, before it became the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame, it was the Aledo High School Hall of Fame. But those Aledo people are in the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame now. And one of the first inductees was Coach Breeden.
Yeah.
So I assume that means a lot to you that you coached in a program that he coached in, and you're going in with a team that you coached.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really starts with Coach Breeden. You know, he's the guy that started the program at Aledo. And really, one of the proudest moments I had was being able to, with that group in 2012, win a trophy for the first time. And he was there, and we were able to give him a team medal. That was really exciting because he, you know, when you're building a program like this, it just takes a lot of your sweat and your blood and your soul go into it. And so that was just a moment that, and Jason Clausen was on staff with us. He was a assistant coach, and we both wrestled for Coach Breeden. So that was really a big moment, I think, for all of us to see him be down there, because in 94, we weren't able to bring home a trophy. I think we could have wrestled about anybody in 94. You know, my senior year.
But two, it was two class then and not three
it
class.
Was,
so that changes the complete dynamics.
It was. We wrestled Dakota. And, you know, we lost that duel. But anybody else in that bracket, I think we would have been able to
win. Yeah, it's
a
victim of circumstance.
It really
how
is.
They have the pairing set up leading into the state and how the bracket works out of where you're going to get. You know, I was thinking when you were in 94 and you wrestled the similarity between 20 and 2012 and 2013, because I wouldn't call you a wrestler, really, because you were a multi-sport athlete.
Right.
And you had success in multiple sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can say the same for a lot of those 2012, 2013 kids. If you want to call them wrestlers, go ahead and call them wrestlers. But they were contributed to other programs at a high level. And that's what I like about. And I guess it's easy to see success, draw the comparison from 94 when you wrestled and a lot of the teammates that you had at that time that were on the wrestling team but did something else, and then the kids you played football with, maybe they did something else. And in the end, they just won a bunch because the kids in those classes wanted to be multi-sport athletes and wanted to succeed at both. Can you see the comparisons
of when
you competed and then when you coached with that group?
And that's something that, you know, that 94 group was special because we were a group that we were just good at everything. I'm not trying to, you know, toot our own horn, but we were just competitive at everything.
Yeah, and the kids played everything.
That's
the most important thing.
They did. And it was the same thing with this 2012 group. I mean, you look at what they did. They were able to win a state football title, too. And they were just – and that's what you have, especially at a small school. is kids participating in multiple sports, and that's a great thing. It really is a great thing, I think. So, yeah, you can't necessarily say that, you know, all these kids we had in 2012 and 2013 were just solely focused on one sport, because they weren't. They were good at just about everything they chose to do. And if you look at the history of our school and you walk down the high school hallway, you notice there's a lot of trophies there, and a lot of them are football trophies and wrestling mm-hmm. trophies, and it's just something we do very well. So,
well, congratulations, Jeremy. It was a great time for the wrestling program 2012-2013. I know you'll enjoy the weekend sharing stories with some of the kids. I hope a lot of them get back.
I do too.
They're young adults now, I should call
them. They are. It's strange. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys again and just kind of maybe going over some old stories with them.
Yeah, that was a squad, man. 2012 finished third in state, and they come back. 2012 finished state runner-up, and the 2012 team had to get knocked out by the eventual state champs in the semifinals. Jeremy Finch, the coach back in 2012 and 2013. We'll have more Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.